Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we provide you practical tactics and actionable techniques to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current team and leader development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today's topic is powerful. Literally, we are going to explore French and Raven's five forms of power at work to help you leverage power, to become more influential, and to armor up as you navigate your workday so that you can build stronger relationships and get the outcomes that you are looking for. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life.
This episode is brought to you by CNG Tutoring. Founded by Janelle and Chris Seaton, CNG Tutoring is Northeastern Pennsylvania's leading tutoring service. Our experienced state-certified tutors provide personalized one-on-one sessions tailored to each student's unique learning style. From math and science to reading, writing, and even Spanish, we cover it all. We also offer top-notch SAT prep designed to help students sharpen the skills they need to achieve their goals on the SAT. Join the countless families who trust CNG Tutoring with award-winning educators and a 5-star parent rating. We offer in-person and virtual tutoring using 21st century learning techniques. Visit cngtutoring.com today and start your child's journey to academic excellence. CNG Tutoring, ignite your mind.
This episode is brought to you by FitAF. As a leadership coach, I understand the importance of fueling both body and the mind. Balancing coaching sessions, workshops, and personal development can be demanding, and that's where FitAF steps in. FitAF offers an ever-changing menu crafted by top chefs and nutrition experts to ensure you're getting the best quality meals. Their diverse selection caters to various dietary preferences and needs, including keto, paleo, vegetarian, vegan, gluten-free, and more. As a valued listener, enjoy an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more by using code LEADER at checkout at fitafnutrition.com. Again, that's code LEADER for 20% off your first order of 7 meals or more at fitafnutrition.com. French and Raven's five forms of power have been researched since the mid to late 80s. And what these sources of power can be for you, it can enable you and allow you to leverage beyond just your position, to leverage power in order to gain influence, to drive positive outcomes. So when you think about power and influence, most of the time, the first thing that comes to mind is negative connotations. And you have that. People can abuse sources of power, they can leverage the negative sources of power, and they can create toxic work environments. What I want to share with you today are the five different forms of power that you find in work and how you can leverage them for positive outcomes, how you can strengthen your interpersonal relationships with people using these different sources of power to reclaim and rebuild your power. You may be struggling at work with a toxic environment. You may be struggling at work with a difficult peer or coworker or a challenging boss. Being able to leverage your sources of power will help you feel more confident, will help you be more prepared, and will help you lead at your very best. So let's break each one of these down so you understand what the source of power is and how you can leverage it. The first is known as legitimate power. Legitimate power is positional authority. It's when someone believes that they have the right to exert authority and to make demands of their team. Now, when you hear this definition, it can initially be a negative connotation, but think about a source of legitimate power. If you are a team leader, if you have a title in your name and you are assigned the responsibility of leading others, if you are assigned decision authority, then you have legitimate power. How you can use this and leverage this in a positive manner is so that you can help clarify your role, your team members' roles, and their responsibilities. You can communicate decisions more effectively. You can set the tone for how decisions and how communication will flow within your team because you have the authority to do so. So you can use this power to create structure. You can use this power to create respect in the work environment so your team knows what is expected of them, what they expect of you, and what you expect from each other. Legitimate power. The next power source is reward power. Reward power comes from your ability to compensate somebody else. Now, initially, you may be thinking this comes with positional authority. It may or may not. Traditional forms of reward power are things like bonuses, promotions, compensation. But think about some of the other forms of reward power. Informal recognition, thank yous, gratitude, recognizing a peer or a subordinate in front of a superior or somebody or their boss, or taking time to submit them for a peer level award, or simply going up to them and shaking their hand and telling them, thanks for a job well done. I appreciate the help that you gave me. Reward power comes in very different forms and varying degrees of levels, depending on the position that you hold and the structure that you have. But don't forget about the informal reward power that is always available. So to use this effectively, you want to be fair and consistent with rewards. You want to be able to recognize and reward efforts and behaviors that you want to see repeated. They should also align with your team's goals and your team's values. Utilizing reward power, whether informal or formal, helps build trust. It encourages a culture of achievement, and it goes a heck of a long way to keep people inspired and coming back for more. The third source of power is expert power. Expert power is based on a person's high level of skill and knowledge. So think about how expertise is built. Expertise is built through education and experience. Go out and get education. Go out and seek the hard jobs. Think about how you are attending workshops, how you are gaining knowledge, how you are gaining different experiences. And then you bring that back and share that expertise with your team. When you do this, you position yourself as a go-to authority. You position yourself as a subject matter expert, and you're also seen as a go-to source, but you're also seen as someone who is willing to share their knowledge, to share their experience, to share their expertise so that everybody can be successful together. But you're the one that went to acquire it. You're the one that went to get it. You're the one that's sharing it. So leveraging this power source positions you to be the person that's sought after, that people want to go to in order to gain more knowledge. And then when you pair this up with somebody else who has complementary skills, now the both of you have just created some synergy on that team with expert power. Which leads us to our fourth power source, referent power. Referent power is a result of your reputation. Are you showing up kind and humble and respectful? Are you showing up as a person willing to support others? Willing to lend a hand, who gives trust? Your reputation precedes you. Referent power is how you work on that reputation. It's being able to come off as being likable and respected. It's not a talent competition. It's not a popularity contest. It's how you carry yourself. I believe it was Norman Schwarzkopf in one of his speeches to a graduating class at West Point said, two of the best leadership qualities are character and competence. But if you were to choose one, you choose character. Referent power, how you show up, who you are, makes a difference when you're playing the power game at work. And finally, we have coercive power. And this one comes with a whole lot of caution. Coercive power is the belief that one person can punish others for noncompliance. This form of power is often misused. It's often abused. And if it is your go-to power source, most likely you're creating a toxic work environment of compliance instead of a positive work environment of cohesion and collaboration. So you want to be able to use this power sparingly. We all come across situations where people need to be disciplined, when things need to be corrected, where poor performance needs to be addressed. But use this only when it's fair, when it's justified, and as a last resort. I'll tell you, over my time leading teams, especially leading teams in the military, and I carried this over to leading teams in a corporate setting, is my go-to sources of power are referent power and expert power. I learned in the military and I learned in the corporate setting, if I'm solely relying on my rank or my positional authority or my legitimate power source as a means to get things done, and if I'm solely relying on coercive power, you know, that threat, that looming threat of if you don't do this, then something bad will happen, then I'm not really leading people. I'm not really inspiring people to be at their best. I'm merely getting people to comply. I'm merely getting people to do just as much as needed to stay under the radar, to stay out of trouble, and to keep going forward. But when I use referent power and expert power, it really helps people come together. When I went to talk to people, my reputation preceded me. I was somebody who asked questions, who showed genuine care and concern, who got to know people. I was somebody who shared their information, who made communication flow transparent, who sought other people's ideas and used information flow as a source of power. So when I looked at being able to build a high-performing team and become a member of a high-performing team, to me, the two sources that stuck out the most that are probably most overlooked are expert power and referent power. And I remember my space crew we were one deep in each functional area, and they had opportunities to get up in front of each other and share about their functional expertise, whether it be information technology, satellite equipment operation, or intelligence gathering. They took time to share that expertise with each other, which they realized they were forming and aggregating a power source, expert power. And because they were openly and willingly sharing each other, they were seen as people who were willing to support each other. So they were building referent power at the same time, which really made this team one of the highest performing teams I've ever led. All because we aggregated and shared power sources. We didn't centralize them, we didn't hog them, and we did not abuse them. So when you think about leveraging the research and academic work of French and Raven, the five forms of power, it can significantly enhance your ability to lead and influence others. Using these different sources, aggregating them together, avoiding and being cautious with the negative sources of power can really help you be more productive and create a positive work environment. Isn't that what we all want? Is a positive work environment where influence is shared, where we come together and we perform at our very best each and every day. Thanks for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode and found value in today's episode, comment, review, and share it across all of our social media channels. We also want to hear from you. So send us a topic on leadership or workplace culture that you want to hear about and you want to learn more about. We'd be happy to cover that topic in a future episode because we are here to serve you so that you can lead at your very best. If you're an organization who wants to invest in your people to strengthen your team dynamics and develop your future leaders, I want to work with you. I provide highly engaging, creativity-infused, hands-on learning experiences and workshops for teams and leaders at all levels and sizes. Reach out and connect with me on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, or email me here at will@onthestacks.com. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, and I'll see you the next time you press play.